Hi, my name is Haider Eid, and I am a professor of cultural studies and literature at Al Aqsa University in Gaza. I don't want to tell everything about, my personal experience, which is terrible, but just to give you an idea about what we've been going through. I mean, on the third day of the massacre, of the ongoing genocide taking place in Gaza by apartheid Israel, we were asked to leave our neighborhood. But because it was late during the day, I stayed with my family, of course, two daughters and a wife. We stayed with the neighbor. All night long, the Israelis bombarded the whole neighborhood until they flattened it to the ground. In the morning, we found out that our residential tower was still standing, miraculously, but all the flats are uninhabitable, impossible to live there. So I had to go and stay with my brother in the north of Gaza City. I stayed there for 2 days, after which Israel warned the people of Gaza City and the north, we are talking about 1.1 million people, to head south, which we did actually, after more than three warnings, because we understood that they were going to start their ground invasion and commit war crimes and crimes against humanity, against our innocent people. We headed towards the south, and I'm staying right now in the south, the city of Rafah. The Israeli war crimes committed against our people in the Gaza Strip are unprecedented. What is happening right now is literally a genocide, based on the definition of genocide by the United Nations. It is a combination, in fact, of ethnic cleansing and genocide. And now, since Saturday, October the 7th, 2023, apartheid Israel has flattened neighborhood, including mine, as I said, Rimal, destroyed vital bridges, roads, residential towers, and villas on top of their owners. Today in the morning, they destroyed 24 residential towers, 24 residential towers in Az-Zahra city. And water and electricity stations were also destroyed. Internet connection was cut off. And as a sequence, more than two-thirds of the population have been denied access to water and electricity. In fact, that was at the beginning of the massacre. Now, all the population has no access to water and electricity. Of course, the children, the sick, and elderly are the first to be affected. And what do we want? I mean, it's very, very simple. I mean, what we want is that the intervention of the international community. We want an immediate end of the unfolding genocide, a ceasefire. But the United States of America and other European countries like Britain, Spain, France, Italy, etc., are supporting the ongoing genocide. In fact, the United States of America has vetoed against a United Nations Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire. We want the protection of civilian lives and property, as stipulated in international humanitarian law and international human rights law, etc., and I mean, such as the Fourth Geneva Convention. It is time to take governments to task, to ask governments to boycott apartheid Israel, divest from companies benefiting from the oppression of the Palestinian people, and impose sanctions against them, the same way the international community treated apartheid South Africa. Those who support Israel and support its genocide of the Palestinians of Gaza, I'm talking about the American president and ministers, I'm talking about the British government, I'm talking about Western, colonial Western governments in general, they are aiding Israel in committing the most heinous crime against humanity.
Our next guest, Sami, who's speaking to us from the West Bank.
Hi, Sami. How are you? And welcome. Thank you for joining us tonight. Sami is based in Masafer Yatta, South Ebron Hills, which has already been for a long time under intense attack from Israeli settlers and the military. This goes way beyond October 7th and beyond Gaza. So Sami, you are in Masafer Yatta, and we would like to ask you what's been happening lately and especially in the past few weeks.
Yes, good evening, everyone. Yes, thank you for hosting me in your panel tonight. Can you hear me well, first of all? Okay,
yes,
great.
Yes, we do.
Great. First of all, really, I would like to, to start with really God bless all the martyrs and the kids who are killed in Gaza with these tons of bombs that Israel is raining on our people in Gaza. And before everything, we really hope this hypocrisy of the world and of the West that will end very soon toward the Palestinian rights and Palestinians living under occupation in West Bank, in Gaza. Really, since the 7th of October here in the area we are living in Masafer Yatta, we are here since decades are facing the ethnic cleansing by Israel, by the occupation, and the process is still going on. But what's the difference between all these decades and today that it's and these days that Israel is claiming it's the war days or the war, it's in a war state? The situation completely changed, that the settler now, they are the one who are rolling here, who are the one that giving directly the orders, and they are now, after Ben-Gvir decided to give the guns for, as they say, civilians, but they are giving them for the settlers to come and to start to attack Palestinian villages, we talk about small villages, civilians who have nothing, that the settlers start to come into the villages, especially like the village of Maghair al-Abid, when in the 10th of October the settler stormed the village, and they are claiming with having this kind of soldier's dress and starting beating the village there. It's like a really small family living there. They started beating them up very violently with the guns and then threatening them to leave, otherwise they will kill them, and then they run away. Then we talk about just few minutes ago, really, Muhammad Jabarin is 21 years old, and his father, the Israeli soldiers. Now, when we talk about soldiers, that they are the one who are settlers, are dress of soldiers, coming to the houses, starting to attack people. So now Muhammad just was transported to the hospital with the Palestinian ambulance. He had a very big fracture and injuries, he and his father, with no reason, because the soldier just break into the house and start beating them. This is what's going on. As I said, it's not the first attack or raid to the village or to the houses in Masafer Yatta. This is since the 7th of October. They started with this brutality behavior just to terrorize the people and to make the goals that they want to make. That this is the time, the perfect time, that the settlers are using this, what they call state war, to to do the crimes and the policies that they want to do. Like, they started to jump out to randomly and crazily in a lot of land to build tents and steal more land in this time. They start the settlers to shoot and to kill people and execute people, like what happened to my cousin Zakaria Al-Adara. He is 28 years old. Zakaria is from my village of Twani. He lives here, and the settler just came out from Habat Ma'on outpost close, which is very close to my village, which is about 100 meters. They were attacking the houses, and then they walked, one settler walked with M16 towards Zakaria and shot him in the stomach without anything, without anything happening, just literally catch the gun and shot him. Zakaria is still in the ICU, and he was, he was shot with dom-dom. It's also another prohibited type of bullet that the Israeli settlers and soldiers are using right now. He was transported to the hospital and in the ICU, he's still in the ICU. And because of the closures, like all the West Bank now under big closure by the Israeli army and by the Israeli military, we are literally in a siege. So Zakaria was transported. He took half an hour to reach the hospital in a civilian car because the ambulance was stopped by the Israeli soldiers, which is in the entrance of the city of Yatta, which is we are very close to, which the ambulance have to drive to come here. The ambulance was stopped. The ambulance people were like the soldier take off their clothes to prevent them from reaching here. So he was transported with literally very very long way to reach the hospital, and he bleeded so much until he reached the hospital, and he needed 14 units of blood. All his blood was completely out, and this is what's going on now. As I said, it's a literary siege. We have a lot of checkpoints. We have a lot of crazy shooting by the military, that the Israeli military right now just using the live shooting against any Palestinian without any kind of hesitating. It's just immediately. This is the immediate act that they are doing. My family as well was, for now, for example, I can't go up my house for 10 meters. Otherwise, the soldiers now, they put a lot of tents around my house to keep everyone inside the house, to keep everyone inside the villages, to not move around, to not go at all. And when my dad, the settler, came with the soldiers as well to come inside the land, my dad went up there and they started attacking them and literally shooting toward them directly. And literally no one of my family was killed or hurt that day, but they were beaten by the guns and by the end of the guns in their hands and their bodies. But luckily they are still, it wasn't so, I would say, bad. I mean, it's literally not compared at all with what Palestinians are living in Gaza, but still the Israel, when it declared the state of war, it declared the state of war in all the Palestinians in Gaza, in the 48, and also in the West Bank. Like even now in Palestinians, even just quick thing about 48 Palestinians also cannot make posts also here. Like now we got detained in checkpoints, and everyone who is making posts in his phone, they start like with the threat of the gun to confiscate the phone and oblige the youth to open it, and who have any kind of social media posts to raise awareness of the situation. He got grabbed from the car. He got literally beaten up and very violently, and then take the key of his car and let him in the road for hours. And then after, like, I don't know, 5-6 hours, the army come back and throw the keys, and then people can go back home, or they got sent back to the place where they went out from.
Wow, Sammy, that's really intense to hear that. And I think, as you've been saying, I mean, it seems like what you're saying is that, in a sense, I mean, the war is on the entire Palestinian people, and what's happening in Gaza is being used as a, the world attention is on there, but obviously not helping. At the same time, settlers and the soldiers are really accelerating the land grabs and the violence in the West Bank. It sounds like from what you were saying that this is happening all over the West Bank also, and it's happening in Musafer Yatta. Of course, again, it didn't start 2 weeks ago there, but can you say a little bit more about what you're hearing from other parts of the occupied West Bank?
Now, like the movement between the cities in the West Bank is completely paralyzed by the Israeli occupation. All the cities in the West Bank are under siege and under lockdown. All the entrances are locked down. Israel, since the 7th of October, killed in the West Bank 95 Palestinians, and about 1,800 injuries are now in the hospitals. In the West Bank, it's mainly the siege that they are trying to paralyze literally the movement. There is a lot of arrests. Today, a 25-year-old Palestinian was arrested 2 days ago, was killed, was dead. He died inside the Ofar prison without any understanding of what's the condition and how he died. We are assuming totally under the torture that the Israeli occupation authority is using now on the high level of violence using against Palestinians. We have also 2 days ago another old elderly man who is 58 years old, who as well was he died inside the Israeli prisons without also any explanation of how they died. So it's also the Palestinian who got arrested from the West Bank. They got killed, they got murdered inside even the prisons. It's literally, as I said before, what we are living in Musafer Yatta, it's totally what every Palestinian are living now in different cities in West Bank. People have to find roads to go out. People are really living under very difficult life situation. This is because Israel announced the war in all Palestinian in West Bank. This is briefly.
Thank you. And you described some of that before. You're a community organizer. I wondered if you could say something a little bit about what are people in Musafer Yatta doing right now to protect themselves and to combat Israeli violence? And how can people that are listening today keep up with the news in Musafer Yatta and support your work?
It's a very important question. It's also bring us to the to what Sarah said about especially the point of when we say about declaring war against Palestinians, which is there is no really equality between the two powers that we are talking about. We have Palestinians who are here mainly civilians, have no weapons, have nothing to literally defend or shoot or protect themselves. In front of a huge military power that starts with settlers, with heavy guns, with military, with all this stuff backed up together against the Palestinian who is alone living in here in his land to protect his land. And this is in the face of this huge terrorism and this huge violence, Palestinians continue to decide to steadfast and stand in their land, to defend in their land, to protect it. It's a very big struggle. This is existence, is resistance, is to protect the land. It's not enough. It is the current situation also now and for so many years. Even it's so difficult now, we have so many challenges. Some families are scared and they are looking for a place to go to be safe, this is for the family, for the children, but also mainly most of the people are remaining here in their land despite all this terrorism, despite all the violence and the situation they are living in and with, and even with the war that everything have been raised and became more crazy. The title is here in Musafer Yatta, it was like before, we will never leave, we will continue to defend and protect our land. But this is also have a lot of responsibilities also from the world outside, because with all what we live, we continue to face that also people are continuing to say Israel has the right to defend itself. So criminalization and the crimes of Israel raise every day against us. This is completely make us completely very angry and very upset. And we literally, ask and demand from everyone, from the free people around the world, to continue to stand for the Palestinian cause, to stand for Palestine. And we were very proud to see with all what we are going through, the huge demonstration that was in the UK and in different countries in the world. This is a very strange message, was to us, was really giving us a lot of support. And we hope that it will continue to change this really brutal way of the West, how they are dealing with the Palestinian cause, to really stand for Palestine, stand for justice, stand for Palestinian people. And thank you.